Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all, because still you're waiting. I'm a wheat scientist from Turkey, but in my country, wheat, not just wheat. You will see from my presentation. A wheat we call in Latin name Polygonum cognatum, which is known as madmak, belong to Polygonaceae family, and this family we all know as knockwheat family or smartwheat family. The madmak belong to this family. The family is distributed worldwide and contains several the worst wheats. However, some of them are being cultivated. Polygonum cognatum or madmak is a rhizomous perennial herbaceous plant. The plant is widely prostrate and has many 50 cm light, reddish, cylindrical shoots and green leaves. You may see from picture. Madmak is found at all over the Turkey, particularly grown in central Anatolia. Madmak can grow in areas located at altitude ranging from 300 meters to 3,000 meters. The wheat found in both agricultural and non-agricultural areas. In agricultural fields, field site, roadside, industrial region, and pasture. Also wheat seeds grow to the surrounding of barns with manure due to the difficulty in digestion of hard seed coat. That's why you can see in the village around barns too much this wheat. As I said, Polygonum species are frequently consumed by human, but madmak has really special plant for Turkish people. The wheat is one of the best known traditional edible plant in Anatolia. People in central Anatolia organize special events in the name of this plant. People come together and prepare special foods with madmak and serve to participants. You can find many folk musics mentioned madmak in central Anatolia. As you see, there is a picture from an organization. Madmak is the first green plant seen following the snow cover in central Anatolia. Therefore, women in rural areas started collecting the madmak as soon as it appears in pastures, fields, and all around at uplands. They're collecting. It's the job of women. Madmak or Polygonum cognatum consumed as green vegetable in salad or special foods, dried, canned, or frozen to use in winter. The taste is a bit slightly sour, but it's really nice. Not only food, but also people's using it to cure small medical problems, such as diuretic, lessen the pain in case of problems in kidney, in sometimes to reduce or regulate blood sugar level, or to cure rash, as you see here, on the bodies of babies. Okay, collecting madmak in early spring is a kind of tradition, as I said, but due to the urbanization, this tradition is being lost day by day. Since madmak has a special place in the diets of people in this area, the demand is increasing every day. Therefore, madmak production in the region has recently started, but we have some problem to produce this plant, because the seeds of plant has dormancy, Therefore, we cannot produce via seed, and vegetative propagation of the plant via rhizome is quite difficult. Our proposal was to document the variation of reproduction capacity of Madamak rhizome during a growing period, to find out germination capacity and dormancy breaking techniques of Madamak seeds. Seeds were collected from Tokat, as I said. Also, vegetative propagation material was collected from this area. Pot experiment with four replicates were conducted to find out the regeneration capacity of Madamak rhizomes. Five rhizome fragments of same thickness and different lengths were monthly planted to each pot. The emergent seedlings were harvested after 2 months. In the germination and dormancy breaking experiment, we conducted it as a petri dish experiment. Polygonum cognatum seeds were subjected to different treatments, including various levels of gibberellic acid, potassium nitrate, mechanic, chemical, or cold stratification, and their combinations. Each petri dish contained 15 seeds. Germination was recorded 24 hours interval for 1 month. The germinated seeds were counted and removed. Final germination percentages and mean period of final germination were calculated. Let's see the results. The highest sprouting rate were observed from November through February. Although slight sprouting were occurred from July to October, the seedlings were died soon after emergence. The shoot number produced by rhizome fragments were also higher in this period, November to February. Stronger rhizomes, long rhizome fragments in November induced to increase sprouting rate of rhizomes. Similar case is true for December. Although sprouting rate was higher in January, one should be careful into the length of rhizome. The use of rhizome smaller than 5 centimeter may not produce satisfactory Madamak shoots, seedlings. Stronger or longer rhizomes ended up within stronger shoots also. The shoot length is higher in these applications. In contrast, the weaker rhizomes ended up with almost no shoots. Final shoot dry weight of Madamak was also the highest if the rhizome were stronger. Polygonum cognatum seeds were subjected to different treatments, including cold stratification, heat, washing application in various duration, as I said before. Almost no differences were observed in germination compared to the control. But application of nitrate application, potassium nitrate application, slightly increased the germination, but it's not satisfactory. Mechanic stratification significantly induced germination. And it's quite good. Chemical stratification using sulfuric acid also increased germination percentage up to 45 minutes. Final germination decreased with increasing duration. Besides sulfuric acid application, if we use gibberellic acid together, the germination percentage is the highest, and it's quite satisfactory for production of the plant. From results, the results of study indicate that successful vegetative reproduction of madma can be achieved from November to March period of the year. The length of rhizome should be at least 5 cm for vegetative reproduction. The greatest vegetative reproduction capacity of madma rhizome was observed in November and December. The reproduction capacity was decreased from January to July, although the rhizome fragment sprouted, no further reproduction was occurred from August to October. Gibberellic acid treatment following scarification of madamak seeds with concentrated sulfuric acid up to 30 minutes was effective in breaking seed dormancy. The seed germination rate was increased from 1% to 57% compared to control wheat application. But as I said, this is a wheat. Therefore, if farmer consider madamak as a wheat, the best time to control madamak population in hot and dry seasons. Thank you.
Any questions for question here? No? Okay. So thank you very much. So I don't want to keep you here. I know that you have other things to do, but I would like you to think about what sessions, you know, whether global agronomy should have a session where we have a lot of individual papers, different disciplines, or whether you might be better off in the weeds group, you might be better in the community that we have, and then we would just concentrate in this section on having a good symposium on a topic that's cross-cutting. So if you have any comments on that, please let us know, okay? So thank you. If you look in the thing, you can see my name in the website, ph14@cornell.edu. If you look in, if you go to, well, I don't have a listserv for everybody. So what would be easier is to go to the website and find my name. I'm the section chair this year, and then you can send me an email, okay? So thank you very much. Appreciate you staying on the last day. For this. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.